Today, Farm Bureau Agri-Thoughts in a letter to Congress. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. One of the great Nevada legislators I've been privileged to know and work with, Senator Dean Rhodes of Tuscarora, used to call resolutions from the Nevada legislature a letter to Congress. Some haven't placed a lot of weight on whether such resolutions in a documented sense of the Nevada legislature actually carries much weight when the resolved portions identified who was going to get the number of whereas points that were covered, but we'll go through the process anyway. Assembly Joint Resolution 10 in this year's Nevada legislature is pushing that something has to be done to get more developable lands that the federal government has in Nevada into private lands for dealing with affordable housing issues. We can't say that the points made in AJR 10 are out of line or not properly carried to the right people. We could disagree, and will, on whether there should be various designations of wilderness or other types of off-limit lands needing to be funneled into the transfers of federal lands into private development, but the concept of the need that Nevada has for land where people can live is a good thing, and those in Washington, D.C. should hear about it. AJR 10 has been sent to the Assembly Committee on Legislative Operations, where it will be discussed and weighed with likely amendments for adding even more justification for how wilderness and non-allowed land use areas should be inserted as part of the trades. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.